The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
It didn't look like the Astros were going to really break it out, but it looked like they were pitching well enough that they were going to be able to maybe sneak a win. And if it was 2-1, you could say, well, who knows? Now you know.
Yeah.
It's over. And maybe they'll win a game. I don't think they will at this point. I think it's over.
The thing that's kind of getting lost is the Rays are doing all the stuff the Astros did when they were at their best. They're coming up with the clutch hit. They're coming up with a big defensive play. And if somebody screws up, they take advantage of it. And the Astros are doing none of that.
If Derrick Henry's in the open field and you're a cornerback, that's not exactly the best matchup for you.
No.
I don't care who you are. That is not a small dude, but I was really impressed with the Titans last night because the Bills had their chances to get back in the game, and I know it sounds silly when you look at the final score, and the Titans didn't let them do it.
No.
Ryan Tannehill was very good last night.
Josh Allen wasn't.
Yeah.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitzed. At Degenerates 975. You text the show. You know the number for that. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. Sports and voting and Rona for the most part. And farting.
Some Rockets talk even.
Yeah, you got some Rockets talk in there.
Who saw that coming today? Blindside.
You did that on purpose. You blindsided me on purpose.
Blindsided you.
Because honestly, I don't believe anything's going to happen with the Rockets. I think they're going to keep these guys and shuffle the deck and get a new coach.
You might be right.
He can fix it. He can fix it.
You might very well be correct. I don't know.
Because there's nothing to indicate either that they're willing to say, you know what, we need to start over.
And Lamont said, I'm lying because if they got rid of James and Russ and they sucked for 3 years, I would bash them. No, I would do exactly what I did with the Astros when they were really, really awful. I just would not care.
You'd ignore them.
Yeah, I'd ignore them. And that's fine. And the Astros, it worked out for them. I'd rather be ignored for 3 years and then go to 4 straight ALCSs than be, you know, semi-relevant and make the playoffs as the 7 seed and have no chance of actually winning it.
Well,
I'd take that.
This is the problem is, I don't think they're relevant now. They get a guy who is in the MVP conversation every year, so he gets talked about.
Yeah.
But to me, they don't have a real chance to do anything in the playoffs. That they had their shot. I think they missed it.
And they built a team basically to fit a coach, and then they fired that coach.
Yeah, I mean, to me,
and now there's just that's the team that they've got.
I have no faith that they can do anything that's going to fix this. But they obviously think, well, we were so close when we had Chris Paul at his best. That's why I don't think Paul George makes any sense. That you make that deal, so what? You're the same team. And I don't think you're going to have a problem getting rid of Russell's contract because teams are stupid. There are guys out there who are stupid who will pay too much for him.
Well,
but having said all that, I don't even know if Paul George is
the best answer. I'm saying if they offer that deal, I would take it in a heartbeat.
I'm still getting, hi, Fred. I'm Laura, a volunteer with United We Dream Action. I'm sure you know we're less than 30 days from the election. How about, I already voted, so shut up. Quit texting me.
I got one asking for a donation when I went in there to take a leak. It was like, we're about to do an ad campaign blitz on in key states like South Carolina and Arizona, and we're trying to flip the Senate. Will you donate $3? And I'd be like,
hey, man, that.
I don't like your people either.
I
don't like anybody.
I would never donate to any political campaign.
You know who I do really hate? And mostly because it's really pissed me off. Lindsey Graham, mostly because, before Lindsey Graham was just another, you know, just another politician, and I generally hate politicians, but the video of him talking about the Supreme Court nominee back in 2016, and he's like, use my own words against me. Mark my words. If we're in the last year of a Republican presidency and there's a Supreme Court opening, we will wait for the election. Mark my words. And then now he's like total opposite. That pisses me off.
It doesn't.
They're hypocrites, but it sucks. I mean, it pisses me off when it's so blatant and now it's on video.
Dude, it doesn't matter, man. All these guys are hypocrites. That's why they all suck. They're not about the people. They're about themselves and whatever benefits their cartel. And guess what? Who knows what? Maybe the Democratic cartel wins this time. It's going to be the same crap from them. Oh, well, I guarantee you we're not going to do it if it's 4 years from now and there's a Democrat in. And they say the same crap. They're both the same.
Yep.
I hate them. I hate them so much. That's why I say focus on your state, focus on your local government. Screw those guys. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So he says Paul George can shoot, Russ not so much. Yeah, Paul George is also a playoff loser. And is that really what you want?
I only want him because he'll be here for 1 year and be gone. Yeah. I don't want him as like a future piece of this team. I'm only looking at him as an expiring contract.
Yeah, I think you can get somebody who will actually help you down the road. That's my point.
I think expiring contracts are exactly what this team needs.
You're assuming they're going to go make good free agent signings, though. You know, I mean, that's I would rather have some younger, under control assets if you're going to do this. But they're not going to do it. So I think, and honestly, if we're talking about trading a guy, I'd rather trade Harden.
I mean, I'd rather trade both of them.
I
would too.
I wouldn't mind starting over with Westbrook, whose contract isn't as long as Harden's, but they're not going to do that either.
I think if you can trade Harden, I would do it. That seems like a more difficult task.
I don't think so. I mean, for all the same reasons we talked about with Westbrook, you don't think the New York Knicks would love to have James Harden? You don't think that makes them, that gives them somebody they can say, hey, you may have Durant and Kyrie, but we got James Harden. I mean, he's got a lot more value to people than I think you give him credit for. And you could get something for him. But
if you're talking about the Knicks, like, okay, so if you trade James Harden, what do you want to get back? What kind of players do the Knicks have that are going to make you feel better than an expiring contract?
Well, I mean, those two picks to start with that we talked about, and more of those, you're going to need a bunch of picks at some point because you've given them all away.
Yeah.
So let's start with that.
You also have to take money. You have to take contracts. So are you taking like Mo Harkless and Julius Randle? Is that going to help you? Because those guys, Julius Randle's locked up through 2022. You know, like that, and that's their biggest contract on their books. They don't have a $40 million man on the books.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's one of those where you'll have to
tell me who
get creative.
Who's the Who's the player?
I don't know. Yeah, you involve a third team. How about that?
Okay.
How's that for your answer?
All right. Who's the team?
Do the show, bitch! did those guys ever get that T-shirt made? Because they need to.
They really do.
That is like,
I don't think they did.
Yeah, that is gold.
I think they're trying to move past it, which I get that too.
Yeah, I know, but that never goes away. You know, that's a permanent STD. That's there. And
I mean, we made a shirt of me pepper spraying Jong.
Yes, we did. Yeah, that's and you know what? Own it.
Yeah.
Own it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. H-Town Hooligan on the Twitch has been asking about what I think about UH-BYU. I think when it was UH 3.5, I liked it a lot. At 3, I don't like it as much. I think UH matches up with this team very, very well. I think that one area they're going to have problems, offensive line. They don't have, they got four starters back, but they're not, they're not great. I mean, their best starter went to the NFL. They don't have a lot of depth there, and I think BYU is going to be able to get some pressure on and maybe dominate on that side of the ball. Everywhere else, I think UH matches up very well, including their defensive line, where they're rotating in a bunch of guys. So I know BYU's got a couple guys back on the OL, but they I think UH can handle them. I think the UH secondary is very good, and they've got speed at receiver. So I think all of those things are going to help UH. But if BYU dominates the offensive line of UH, it doesn't matter. Because if you We've all seen what happens to any team if they can't protect the quarterback or can't run the football.
Yeah.
So to me, that's the key to the whole game. And if UH does well there. And the one thing that always stuck with me is when Dana talked about redshirting all those guys and bringing in all these transfers. He said all along, he's like, I got to go play a bunch of 30-year-olds at BYU next year. Yeah. And so he pointed for this. And yeah, and I think now that they got some of the mistakes out of the way early, it should be a hell of a game. I can't wait. I'll probably be watching it somewhere and enjoying a cold beverage.
All right, I got to tell you guys about Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding. Call them today for hurricane impact windows. All the windows from Allstate Windows and Siding, made in Texas, built for the Texas tough weather. That's rain, wind, hail. It's all covered. Plus, you can save up to 40% on your electric bill. Someone tweeted me today asking, or maybe it was on Twitch, they were saying, hey, is it true what you were saying, that you can get 20% off all window packages with Allstate? Yes, indeed. Not only that, how about 25% off all window packages right now at Allstate? Better than 20, 25. You $2,000 off complete siding jobs as well. Guys, this is a family-owned, a family-run business for four generations. It's the kind of company that you really want to do business with. Give them a call, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936, or you can always check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com. You want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Windows and Siding.
You're listening to The Blitz. Blitz.
On ESPN. 97.5.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So, I have a question for you.
Ask away.
I have a report for you. How many teams have called Washington FC about trading for Dwayne Haskins? You can be between 1 and 6 within the number.
God. My guess would have been 2.
And that would have been, you'd be correct in the range.
Okay, all right.
That's 2 more than the actual answer. Yes. Okay, that's the actual report says 0 teams have called Washington about trading for Dwayne Haskins.
That's totally unsurprising. Like, who feels like Dwayne Haskins is better than their starting situation?
I mean, maybe he's a backup, but do you really want?
Why do you want him? Wait, you could just draft another guy.
Yeah. Like, you look at backups around, like, I mean, maybe, is he better than Mike Glennon?
No.
I don't, that's the thing.
No, he's not.
I don't even know if he's better than any of the backup quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do with him. And there's people who are, like, genuinely upset, like, oh, they're just, the football team is treating him wrong. And I'm like, the guy's, he's not good.
Yeah,
I don't feel bad for guys losing their job when they're not good.
I thought he was overdrafted at the time.
Yes.
And, you know, I don't feel bad for anybody who's not good, who got paid first round money.
And yeah.
Then, I mean, then how long do you stick with a guy? And see, I'm a lot less patient than you are, because, like, I was totally fine with the whole Cardinals giving up on Rosen after a year. I mean, if you're convinced a guy's not the guy,
I mean, I'm not.
I keep drafting quarterbacks till I get one.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's the worst idea, but it's a big balls move to throw away a top 10 pick after one season. I mean,
it is, but if you know,
and it looks like it's worked out, but oof.
But yeah, but if you brought that guy in and you could tell, because a lot of times you don't really know until you get him in there. A lot of guys could look, you know, they look fantastic in college, they sound great in the interviews, and then you get them on your team and you realize they can't read more than one receiver, they don't have the instincts that they did in college football because the game's faster, and they get hit a few times and they go, meow. I mean, those things you don't know until you get them in. Like I liked Paxton Lynch coming out of college. But this guy's got the skills to be a really good NFL quarterback. And so did the Broncos. They took him. And then you get him in there and you realize that he's a lunatic. And mentally, he's not strong enough to be an NFL quarterback. And, you know, you can interview guys all you want, but how often have you interviewed people who said exactly what you wanted to hear and they turned out to suck at the job? And so I don't blame teams for that. But I also feel like once I get a guy in and I realize this guy isn't it, I don't care where I drafted him.
You're willing to break it off.
I'll keep trying. Like if I'm the Bengals and Jose Burrow comes in and he totally sucks and I get a shot at Trevor Lawrence, guess what? I'm going to try again. Knowing that the value of that guy is already gone. I mean, you're not going to get, well, we saw what happened with Rosen. You know, you're not getting the 10th pick in the draft back.
Right.
But if I don't have a quarterback, I'm just going to keep drafting one until I do. And, you know, I hope I get it right earlier. I don't want to have to go 3 years because I'm probably not going to keep my job for 3 years if I don't get a quarterback.
Exactly.
But you hope to hit on the first one, but if you don't, I'd have no problem with that. And, you know, a lot of people made fun of the football team the year they drafted Bob Griffin and then took Kirk Cousins in the fourth round. Well, that actually worked out on the back end.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think that's just my strategy. That's what I would do. So, what about Haskins to the Saints to be groomed as the successor to Breeze? I think they already have that guy in Jameis Winston. I'd rather have Jameis Winston.
I would rather have Jameis Winston than Dwayne Haskins. I'd rather have Taysom Hill than Dwayne Haskins.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I would.
I've seen, I
at least know what Taysom Hill is. Like, I mean.
He's a guy that you bring in for three plays who screws up.
He's a package player.
Well, yeah, as long as you use him like that, not a quarterback.
Yeah. But I don't want Dwayne Haskins. I don't see him as a help to a football team.
All right.
Dwayne. He's not a help to the football team. He's not a help to a football team. Dwayne, a or the.
Okay. Well, let's play this game. Dwayne Haskins or Gardner Minshew?
Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, it's not close, is it? And I mean, I'm trying to. All right. Dwayne Haskins or Mitch Trubisky?
Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, I think I'm right. I think you're right there. Dwayne Haskins or Sam Darnold? I'm on Sam Darnold.
It's easy.
I'm trying to think of the other really awful teams. Dwayne Haskins or Deshaun Watson?
Yeah.
Deshaun. Sorry, that was just a gratuitous Texans joke. That was cheap. I shouldn't have gone for that. That was cheap. I can't really think of anybody. You know, it reminds me of Deshaun Kaiser.
Yes,
it's the same thing, right?
You're finding out early that the guy's just no good, and sometimes that happens.
So,
and like you're saying, it's better to know early than late.
Yeah, exactly. So.
I mean, I'm telling you, I think there most teams' backups I would rather have than Haskins.
Yeah, I'd have to go through all the backups, but the more I think about it.
Now, the truth is, what I've seen of Alex Smith, I would rather have Dwayne Haskins out there than Alex Smith. I don't think Alex Smith has anything left.
No,
I think that.
But you know what? There's other guys out there that probably don't have jobs right now.
Yep.
That I'd probably rather have.
Yeah.
I think the Dodgers just hit another one.
Oh my god.
This is so pathetic.
Come back. What's the live number right now? Give me the live number on the Braves. How many times have these guys batted through already? They got to be on their third trip through.
I think they're almost through their fourth.
Oh, my God. What a day. Have a day.
Who's backing up Tannehill in Tennessee?
I don't know.
I thought they had somebody pretty decent. About Chase Daniel. I'd rather have Chase Daniel.
I'd rather have Chase Daniel.
Colt McCoy,
yes.
Yeah. Matt Schaub, Jeff Driscoll.
I'd rather have Jeff Driscoll. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm having a hard time finding anybody.
And this, it's not, you know, I didn't like it when they drafted him. I've seen nothing to change my mind.
Yeah.
If the football team, who's one of the worst teams, is ready to move on from him, I mean, who would want him?
Logan Woodside. Logan Woodside, yeah.
I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know enough about Logan Woodside. I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him play any NFL ball, so I can't. I can't say what he is at this point. So, but he. I mean, he's a Mac guy. You know, that's something.
Yeah, and hey, the way Tannehill's playing and staying healthy, I don't think you're going to see him.
Okay, here's the situation. I'd rather have Dwayne Haskins than Nathan Peterman.
Okay, there you go.
That's the Redskins' backup.
The Raiders' backup.
Yeah. I don't want Nathan Peterman. So there's, but also that's. The, I mean, the Raiders. What are they going to do? What are they going to trade for him? The Raiders don't. They're not planning on starting him. Would you give up an asset to get him? No.
All right. Here's another one I might consider: Brett Hundley in Arizona.
I don't think so.
I think they're kind of the same guy. And Hundley, I did think would be good, and he's been awful.
I mean, you can't expect Peterman, hopefully, to be the Raiders' backup for too long because Mariota should be free to come off IR if he's healed up soon. So then you're looking at
now he's a third string guy. No one's trading for a third string quarterback.
Okay, how about Sean Mannion?
I'd rather have Sean Mannion.
Yeah, I probably would too. Okay, here we go. Here we go. I've got one for you, Mason Rudolph.
That's tough.
It's at least a thought, right?
He looked so bad.
Yeah.
But the problem is, if you bring him on now, you've got him for the next, 3 years.
I don't think so. I don't think the contract's that punitive.
No, I mean he's a first round draft pick. So he's got he'll be there for 4 years. This is year two of that. I mean,
let's take a look. Let's take a look at what his contract looks like and what you could do, because I'm pretty sure you can whack these first round picks a lot easier these days. By the way, for next year, Alex Smith still making $23 million.
Oh no. Yeah. I'd be like, look, bro.
Dwayne Haskins, next year you can't really cut him because his cap number's too high. So I guess you're stuck with him for next year as your backup if you trade for him. Really 2022 you'd have to eat $4.5 million in dead money, which is his entire salary. Which, some teams can afford that.
So basically you're stuck with him.
For 2 years, yeah. Because year three, as long as you don't pick up the option, which why would you?
Yeah.
I mean, unless you think he could be a really good backup quarterback for you.
And I just don't see it. So, yeah, I'm out. For that reason, I'm out. Let's talk to Mark. He wants to not talk about Dwayne Haskins and the football team. Hello, Mark.
Hey, sports fella.
Sports to you.
Hey, longtime caller, first-time listener. Got a question about the fight this week, and I call. This is my monthly call to you guys. And, AJ, I want to get your thoughts on Ortega and the Korean Zombie. We haven't seen Ortega since Max Holloway gave him that beating about 2 years ago. So I just wanted to see what you thought about him returning, how you think he's going to look. And one last thing, the saddest thing about the game tonight is it's probably going to be the last time we see Brantley and Springer in a uniform, and I've just been depressed about that all day. So just wanted to say that. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I started thinking about it, and I told my son last night, and he was asking me about when Verlander can come back, like when he'll be healthy enough to play. I was like, bro, Verlander's never going to play for the Astros again. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, it's because he'll be out all of next season, so he's not – and they're not going to re-sign him, and he has a hard time grasping that. But yeah, a lot of these guys you're probably going to see for the last time either tonight or tomorrow, whenever this thing gets over with. As far as the fight, I'm not totally sure yet. I think that there are a lot of it depends on what you just said, how Ortega looks after such a long time off. I was a big Ortega fan. I've been a big Ortega fan for a long time. I think that he's incredibly talented. I think he's a better fighter than Korean Zombie if they're both peaking. But that's a lot of time being on the shelf. So I haven't decided yet. I'm an undecided voter, to be honest.
I don't think it's the last time you'll see both of them. I bet you one of them's back. I don't know which one.
I hope they pay Brantley.
And I think that's the guy that
you can get him for cheaper
for
on
shorter
a short term
yeah.
deal. He makes sense for this team.
I think Springer's going to want to test the market, and I don't know that anybody's going to pay him what he wants, but, you know, who knows? We'll find out. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. When I'm with my squad, I cannot do no wrong. Yeah, Saltzman in the city,
don't get misinformed. Yeah. Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Somebody on Twitch says, if the Rays win, no one will ever hear the end of it from Vitale. You know what? I won't hear the end of it because I can't tell you the last time I listened to Dick Vitale on anything. So that is just not a guy who I care to listen to.
No.
On anything. And, you know, he's one of those guys. You know what he is? He's like Berman. His act was kind of fun at first, but we've been hearing the same thing for 30 years.
Seen enough.
He's a PTP-er, baby. So, oh, my God. Enough already. It's one thing doing this job, you always want to keep evolving and changing because you don't want to turn into a guy like that who's just collecting checks and doing right. The same shtick they did 20 years ago. Fortunately, I haven't really been in this career that long yet to where I feel like I'm getting that way. But when I do, I will gleefully find myself the exit. I have some rumors for you about Spider-Man 3.
All right.
I don't know how much attention you've been paying to this, but it looks like a lot of the rumors are they're going to do sort of a Spider-Verse version of this with multiple Spider-Men. There are rumors now that both Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield have signed on for Spider-Man 3.
Okay. I thought Andrew Garfield, they gave the boot.
Well, they did. No, because it's been Tom Holland for the last, you know, this reboot. But so they're talking about tying in all three versions into one.
Okay.
Which I do not like where I think this is going and where I think Doctor Strange is going with all these multiverse things. I'm just not a fan of that. Like, I thought Into the Spider-Verse was a cute little cartoon.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to see a real version of Spider-Man where they do all that.
Right.
But that's, I'm just kind of curious what you guys think about that.
I mean, I remember hearing that was a possibility, and I'm less opposed to that than I am them doing that with someone like Batman, which I've heard rumors of that too. So
yeah, that they're somehow have all the bat. Well, there's like that rumor, it's like Michael Keaton is an older Batman and all this. I think there's a way to make that work. I'm not crazy about that either, but I also thought they should have never done any more Batmans after the Dark Knight trilogy, and yet I thought they had a pretty good Batman, Ben Affleck. So, we'll see. I mean, it's funny. I don't know how far along they're getting with a lot of this stuff now because of the Rona. And I wonder, I was reading today, like, AMC theaters could run out of money by the end of the year.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me, but I want the whole entertainment industry, man.
Struggling.
And we keep talking about there's no real end in sight to these shutdowns and to, you know, or at least moderate shutdowns.
You know what I like, though? I like what the new Borat movie's going to do. It's just going to release on Amazon Prime. And
yeah.
I'm sure Amazon paid them plenty of money for it. And that's I'm fine with all movies doing that now. I don't need movie theaters. Just need new movies.
But there are people. I mean, and I think this is going to be the new reality. It's not just movie theaters. I think, and it's one of the things we were talking about when people are in lockdown. If that was your job, now's a good time to learn another skill if you work at a movie theater, because I think those are pretty much gone, which also sucks because there are, well, although I guess people are doing, they're doing the drive-ins again.
Yep.
Which is kind of cool. In fact, I think they have one over by me that I don't know if it's open yet, but I saw a sign.
But that's, you know, that's a possibility. And it would be, yeah, that would be okay because you get to see, because there are movies that are better on the big screen.
Yeah.
There's no question.
But maybe people just start investing in better home theaters.
Not if they don't have jobs.
That's true.
But I think I'm worried about concert venues.
Yes. Because and those are going to have to start being drive-in too.
I'm worried about, you know, comedy clubs, things like that. And these are not places that were making a ton of money to begin with. They were doing okay. But, I mean, theaters, for instance. Now, I don't go to the theater very much.
You mean like the plays?
Like the theater.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The theater.
The aughts.
Yes. Stuff like that. Symphonies.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that, you know, like, I don't care for symphony, but I think it's important for society to have it. And, you know, and then when you look at some of these, like you look at some of these shows now that they can't, like Peaky Blinders, they had to stop production on.
I was asking my wife the other day, how come that's not out yet?
Yeah, well,
that's why.
They stopped production because people were getting sick. They were getting sick. You couldn't get in the same room. So I think it's going to impact all those industries a lot more than it has sports in the long term. And I don't think we're done feeling all these effects. So, and so the movie industry needs movie theaters. Box office revenue keeps the industry afloat.
But if you get enough revenue from Netflix.
But you're not going to get. See, I think you're never going to get the gate you got on Endgame ever again.
Maybe not. Yeah. But I'll say that. Think about this. Do you think Dave Chappelle makes more by releasing three specials on Netflix or doing a 30-day, you know, around the country comedy tour?
Yeah, but that's not the same thing because movies. If you just get a one-time payoff from Netflix, that's not the same as $1 billion worldwide like these blockbusters are. I guarantee you, Tenet did not make nearly the money that it could have.
People are just going to have to adjust. Like the filmmakers will have to adjust. They'll have to keep their budgets lower, and that's the movie industry just won't make as much money as it used to. You know who else that's happened to? The music industry.
Yeah,
things changed in the music industry. You can't be a rock star and just, you know, have one album and just be rich forever. It doesn't work that way anymore.
So Chappelle's deal with Netflix was reported to be $20 million for 5 specials. So $4 million a special. I don't know if he's making that much on the road if he does 30 days.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, well, I don't know if this is comparable, but remember when Guns N' Roses did their big tour, they were making $5 million a show.
That's crazy.
Yeah, which... So I don't know if that's.
I also wonder if there's regrets on whoever signed off on that.
Well, I mean, they pretty much sold out everything.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think you're right. It's going to have to change. But I also think you're going to see things go through a transition here where, you know, maybe we're not getting the cool ass movies that
maybe
we were
not
getting. I mean, I think maybe we've seen the peak is my point.
A little fun fact update for you. The Dodgers fell one batter short of going 3 full times through the lineup in 3 innings.
Jeez. That's pretty impressive.
And they lead 15-0 headed to the bottom of the third.
Jeez. Yeah, I wonder if any of the unwritten rules get violated here. Like somebody steals second base or something.
I don't know. Probably.
They should allow you to call up some minor leaguers that you got sitting there doing nothing at that time and just throw them in there, let them get some experience getting shellacked for a while.
Yeah.
And save your guys.
I mean, but how many of those guys do you really have?
I mean, with the Ronaverse, with your entire taxi squad, you take as many of them as you can that you don't really need.
Well, yeah. I mean, at this point, who cares? I mean, it's 15-0. It really is. There's no reason in hell.
If I'm the Braves, I'm up 2 games to nothing. Now, if you're down 2 games to nothing, I feel like you'd have to play it out. If I'm up 2 games to nothing, I just say, listen, the white flag. You guys win this one. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tap out and don't waste your pitching staff.
Yep. And I know a lot of people would frown on that. A lot of you hardcore baseball
nerds.
You know, yeah, but I don't care. You're not winning that game. Don't burn out your bullpen. Don't just say, listen, we're done.
I don't think baseball would let him. I mean, I don't know how you stop him. Just say, yeah, we're walking off the field. But yeah, you know what? I don't know about, I hate quitting. This is pointless.
There's no point in continuing.
Yeah, it really is. All right, 713-780-3776 is your number. If you want to text the show, you can still catch us on Twitch here. We got Jimbo Fisher show coming up at 7 o'clock. We got late hits. Patrick Creighton will talk about the Dodgers. And Jason Braddock at 8. And Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore at 10 p.m. So, good lineup tonight.
Here we go.
And we're down to the last freaking segment
of
the
Astros
show.
And Astros on 92.5.
Yeah, so
you'll be able to hear that game. If it is indeed the last one, you'll hear the last Astros game on our air. All right, I got to tell you guys about Texas Star Grill Shop. I love these guys. I'll be honest, I didn't know what kind of grill I needed. Like, the grilling game came a long way in a hurry, and I was like, okay, I'm going to get a grill. What's the right one for me? And so I went there, and guess what? The experts there walked me through it, and they told me, hey, how much do you like to grill? How much do you like to smoke? How much work are you willing to put in? How easy do you want it to be? And I mean, the options are endless at this place. They've got all the big brands: Pits and Spits, Traeger, Memphis, Napoleon, Kamado Joe. That whatever you're looking for, they've got it. They can even design an outdoor kitchen for you if that's what you're looking for. So go in, tell them what you're looking for. They're going to point you in the right direction. And not only that, they're gonna send the grill out to your house, deliver it for free. They're going to put it together for free. It's just part of what they do. Guys, they got all the – on top of that, they got great meat as well. Three locations, Houston, Katy, Spring, and always open online at TexasStarGrillShop.com. Do you want to die?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Final segment of the show. Let's wrap it up the way we do every Thursday with a little bit of death action.
Bring it.
These are people who've passed away in the last week.
The Game 3 Atlanta Braves.
Game 3 Atlanta Braves, 2020 Houston Astros, Dak Prescott's ankle. Got any others?
Josh Allen's interceptionless streak.
Josh
Allen's MVP hopes.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's get to some real deaths. 1985, Yul Brynner, dead at 65. Just remember him as the scary robot from the original Westworld.
Okay.
That's what he's famous for.
I was going to say, I don't know who that is.
He was also in The King and I and Ten Commandments, apparently. But, yeah, he was a bald dude.
Okay.
Bing Crosby, you've heard of.
I have heard of him. Didn't he rape a bunch of women? He's in prison now?
No, that's his brother Bill.
Oh, Bing.
Bing, yeah.
Bing.
Bing was a racist because he sang White Christmas.
Do you remember when Bing was trying to be like a Google?
Was it Bing or was it something else?
No, there was one called Bing. Like Bing.com was like a search engine.
I remember AskJeeves.com.
I remember that.
Remember
too.
That one?
Yeah, oh, yeah, Microsoft owns Bing. So if you have to use, like, if there's certain browsers that you have to, or certain computers that you have to use their fake Internet Explorer, that's the only search engine it'll let you use.
Can we all agree that Google won the search engine war?
I would say so, yeah. Yahoo had the early lead.
Yeah.
They were strong.
Yeah, but then... You
said, Lycos even made a push for a while.
Yeah, but I feel like Yahoo was the leader until Google came around, and then Google just kind of, they wrecked it.
Yeah.
No one's beaten them.
Freddie Fender in 2006, dead at the age of 69.
Is he related to Freddie Fanny Pack?
I don't know, but he was a singer.
Okay.
I don't think this was the song I remember of his. He's got Before the Next Teardrop Falls. I think he did one... didn't he do the... I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I don't know.
Feliz Navidad. Please look that up. I think that was Freddie Fender.
Freddie Fender's biggest hits. Let's look it up.
Feliz Navidad. Yeah, I think that's who it was. I could be wrong. I'm old and I drink a lot. Al Davis in 2011.
I think Al Davis actually died in 2006.
Yeah.
And it was like Weekend at Al's.
It's kind of like Jerry Jones is now.
Yeah.
Y.A. Tittle in 2017.
Titillating.
What he was famous for. Boy, most of these suck. Whitey Ford, also racist, 2020. 1870. Are we allowed to even mention Robert E. Lee anymore?
Good question.
I don't think we can. And John Hancock.
I mean, I think we're allowed to talk about him dying.
Okay, so he's dead, so everybody's happy about that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All our statues are dead, too. Let's see. Oh, boy, these are... Oscar Schindler in 1974. That was where his list ended?
Yeah.
Okay, these are just bad. Let's go to the best deaths. Hopefully they're better. Was I right about that? Was that his song?
He recorded a version of it, but the most famous version was Jose Feliciano.
See, I think, but wasn't Freddie Fender first? Maybe I'm wrong. He did it though, right? I'm not just making that
yes,
up.
Yes, he did it in 1977.
Okay, because that would have been when I would have listened. So I knew his version. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Orson Welles, 1985. Died of a heart attack at 70. Not shocking, considering how he ballooned up at the end.
Yeah. Orson, not a great name.
I only know of two Orsons. I know Orson Welles, and there's an author called Orson Scott Card.
Okay. I would not want that name,
I think Orson. If your name's Orson...
It feels like you're going to be a great big fat person.
Yeah, I mean, it's like naming somebody Bertha.
Yeah.
And now I'll get a wedding invitation from Bertha and Orson... Christopher Reeves in 2004, Superman.
Super dead.
Dead at 52, yeah. 2004, Ken Caminiti, drug overdose, 41.
Damn, got him.
1991, Red Fox, dead at 68. I loved Red Fox.
I did too.
I thought he was. Did you ever see his stand-up?
No.
Because it was so funny. You watch him on Sanford and Son, you think, man, he's funny as hell. But obviously very clean because it was network.
Right.
His stand-up was just like, it was like early Eddie Murphy type stuff. It was out there, man.
I'll have to search it out. If you could
find some, it's great. Also was a big fan of his because he looked like my dad. So.
Oh.
2020, Joe Morgan. We talked about that the other day.
Joe Morgan, not one of those guys who, normally when someone like that dies, a guy who played here... Everybody's like, oh, he was such a great guy. Not a lot of people run in to say what a great guy Joe Morgan was.
Yeah.
I don't mean to besmirch the dead. But
now, see, you're going to do the same thing you did with Charlie Daniels. People are going to be like, how dare you? He just died.
I'm just saying, I found a few people who were like, Joe Morgan, favorite guy. I'd never met Joe Morgan, so I don't know. But I saw a bunch of people who didn't have the kindest eulogies for Joe Morgan.
I think Dusty had some kind words to say about him.
Well, Dusty's the manager of the Astros. I mean, he's not going to say anything negative, certainly.
1997.
Did you ever cover Joe?
No, he was before my time. I met him when he was an analyst once.
Okay.
But I didn't spend enough time with him to make a judgment on whether he was a turd or not.
Okay.
I try to be fair on stuff like that. I mean, he didn't stand out as being the friendliest guy, but maybe I didn't either. I don't know. I don't know what his impression... Maybe you should be asking him his impression of me.
Well, he's dead.
He's being silent on it. That's all. All right. John Denver, dead in a plane crash at 53. I'm not going to do that joke. I'm not going to do that joke. Yeah, that's in poor taste even for me.
He's been dead long enough. You can joke.
He has, but, it's not a too soon thing. It's just a too much thing.
Okay.
Wilt Chamberlain died of heart failure at the age of 63. All right, let's zip through the porn stars.
Good resume for that guy.
Yeah, what, 25,000?
Allegedly.
All right. 2018, Nikki Kyle, 37 years old, died from?
Suicide.
Complications due to drug addiction. 2019, Eden Young,
24, died of?
Ooh, murder.
Accidental overdose.
Damn it.
2009, Carla St. Clair, dead at 29.
Car wreck.
Murdered by pimp and attempted murder-suicide. 2007.
Attempted murder-suicide.
Yeah, he shot himself in the head and didn't die.
Oh, that's really bad
EMT
luck.
EMT showed up and he was still breathing.
Yeah, you would have gotten a lot of points for that. 2017, Tara Bond, 39 years old.
Cirrhosis of the liver.
Cancer.
Damn it.
2002, Nozomi Momoi. No age.
Car accident.
Murder-suicide. So we had an attempted murder-suicide and a murder-suicide.
A successful murder-suicide and an attempted murder-suicide.
Yeah, and a couple of overdoses and cancer. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Hope everybody has an enjoyable night. Enjoy your Astros. If this is it, then have fun with them. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.